Good afternoon, and welcome to another fine edition of Movie Madness, the Madness Podcast. We're back, and this week I'm going to talk some serious movies, the very serious Joker movie, which has some people up in arms, and a movie I just saw, Zombieland 2, Double Tap. And joining me to talk about movies with her keen analytical mind and a very nice looking scarf is Lindsay Custage.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I would include your credits. I mean, you're big in the podcasting world. Probably don't even need introduction, right?
Well, I was big. I retired.
Retired?
Yeah.
At such a young age?
I know.
What are you, in your 20s?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, I mean, if people want to know, you had the Buffa Love podcast.
Yeah, and episodes are still out there.
And I was on that podcast several times. It's good for relationships because people are still doing that, I guess. We haven't evolved past that.
Apparently not.
People are still want to get together for some weird reason.
But the archives are still available.
Yes, look up any episode with me or any episode past that.
At all,
fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. And then you had another podcast, right?
It was called 2 Weeks Late, but we're like probably 4 months late now with putting one out. So
that's probably not going to, like, anybody looking for 2 Weeks Late should probably stop looking.
Yeah, I didn't pay the hosting cost to keep the website up. So.
Is that what it is? Times are tough?
Times are tough.
And that was just a podcast for millennial women.
That's right.
Not, I mean, kind of like a relationship, like a advice-y type dealio.
It was really just, you know, issues. Me and Dana chatting about.
Well, actually, you know what it is? I think you succeeded. You did it in that one, because women were under attack for a little while.
Yeah.
I think people in Georgia were trying to take away your rights to, I don't know, you know, kill babies and do whatever you want to do with your bodies, get tattoos, I think. I think it was illegal to get a tattoo in Georgia. And you cured it. You stopped it. So, like, you're like, we don't even need any more.
Exactly.
We don't even need more episodes. Full disclosure, though, I guess I should tell everyone that we're in a relationship, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird to say that publicly. It's sexy when no one knows, though. It's dirty.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of.
We're going to have to tell people.
Well, you just did.
Ah, fuck. Can I wish I knew how to edit it. Where's local editor Nick Stutzman?
Okay. It's cats out of the bag now.
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about that. Because actually, we were in a relationship a long time ago. Then we stopped being in a relationship. Now we're back.
And better.
Yeah.
This time.
For sure. I got some great jokes out of it. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen my act.
No.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Might be in the mood for another breakup. No, anyway, let's focus on. Let's not turn this into a relationship podcast
because we
don't know anything about relationships.
Clearly not. We couldn't make it work the first time, so.
I know, and that's weird because I'm so great. So I don't know what went wrong. You're great too. You're great too. Obviously, or else I wouldn't have signed off on that getting back together thing. It's an inside joke. This is podcast for me and Lindsay. No, this is like a world exclusive though, because we haven't even done it on Facebook.
No, and I mean, up until recently, our parents didn't even really know. So.
That's right. It was a shock. It was a shocker to Susan and Gail.
Yeah.
No, but we did. So we've been seeing a lot of movies. We like to go to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cinephile.
Well, you're a movie expert.
Well,
right?
Movie expert, yes. Yeah. Not a movie critic. There's a difference.
Right.
It's nuanced, but a movie critic or a movie expert's better. A movie critic's kind of a dick.
Right.
And you're a fan.
Sure. I'm a fan of the movies.
And you have a keen analytical mind.
Thank you.
As most women do. Not to pander. No, but you do. Well, I mean, I feel like you, and you have a good barometer of what's good and what's not good. And, you know, a lot of stuff's not good.
That's but also true.
We saw The Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very... Well, just hit me with your thoughts.
Okay, well, you know, from the bird's eye perspective, I liked the movie. I thought it was a good movie. And Joaquin Phoenix was good in it. I didn't really have any expectations going into it, I don't think, other than, you know, Joaquin had a great performance and it was super violent and, you know, the potential for violence in the theaters was very high.
Let me stop you there, though.
Okay.
But a lot of people said it was ultra. I read reviews where they're like, I think they even used the word ultra, super.
Right.
But was it? To me, am I so jaded by like the, you see, I think you see worse on The Walking Dead though sometimes.
I think you do too. I think that it was more like the type of violence maybe would be shocking to some people where it wasn't.
Okay. Oh, and sorry guys. Spoiler. I mean, it's been out for 2 weeks now, right?
Yes.
And it's breaking records. I think it's still number one. I'm not going to do any fact checking. You people know how to Google. But no, I mean, spoiler alerts, we're probably going to say, like, if you haven't seen the movie, you're waiting for whatever, tune out for the next 20 minutes until we zoom in on Double Tap. But yeah, to me, there was like, what, one, two murders?
There's
a couple. Well, here's the new murder. There was three murders of Wall Street douchebags, and they're like the new Russians or the new, like, no one cares when you kill, like, the new villain. So it's like, no one cares, but they just got like shot. I mean, it wasn't super gory, I guess. I mean, it's a death. Violent.
Do you think that maybe the way that the movie portrayed murder was very realistic to how murder really is, and maybe that's why people were shocked by it rather than just like stylized violence?
You mean it went like less Tarantino? Where he kind of stylizes it and then just, like someone just getting shot in the head as brutal and then boom, they died.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, it was matter of fact violence. Like, yeah, this is how violence goes down, and that's kind of gross.
And obviously Joaquin's character, Arthur, did he take joy? I guess he took joy from it.
No, he didn't. I don't think the first time he did. He was very, like, it was the second time he was taking a beating.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, like, they kind of made it. I don't want to say that no one deserves to get shot. Well, I won't say no one, but those guys didn't quite. Yeah, they were dickheads, but I guess they didn't quite deserve to get shot in the head.
Yeah.
So, but they were beating. I mean, they were harassing a woman on the subway, and it was the second time that Arthur took a beating that day, and that was, you know, obviously that was the turning point for him.
Right. The other thing that I thought was compelling about the movie was obviously Arthur's relationship with his mother, who was also, again, spoiler alert, also an insane person, a crazy person.
Well, in reality, mental illness usually is passed on, either I would say through genetics or environment or both. I don't know.
Well, in this case, it would have just been through environmental reasons.
Well, yeah, it comes to that. But it's probably in your genes, in your DNA too, though, for schizophrenia.
Oh, sure.
Right, I think. He wasn't. I don't know what we don't sure what he suffers from, but it's the portrait of his. Like it's a. When I talk about it, though, I want to separate it from it's. I guess it's still a comic book technically, if you want to classify it. It's the Joker's origin story, but to me that means nothing because it's not really that. Like, obviously now every other, like, 90% of movies are going to be comic book movies, so you know they have to get a little better with them, and this is a stand. I feel like it's just a good standalone.
Well, it should be a standalone, and I think Joaquin, when he signed on for it, he really, and even the writer, the intention was it for it to be a standalone movie, but now they're all like, well, if it does really good, maybe we'll do
there's a like signs like, is this the real, like, right. I don't give a shit about any of that, to be honest with you. I'm very tired of, I mean, I do love Marvel movies, and obviously that's what we're going to get for the rest of my life. So I have to sit there and take it. But I don't care. I mean, I don't care about, like, oh, is this the real, like, there's Easter eggs or whatever, you know, like, oh, you know, I don't know. Oh, well, I will say I'm a little upset. Like, I'm going to feel really old. It's going to be that meme when people are sitting around and, like, who's the best Batman? And it got rebooted with What's-His-Face from Twilight.
Yeah, Pattinson.
Yeah, when someone says, "Oh, the best Batman was Robert Pattinson," I will officially check out of society.
Is anybody going to say
he could be good? He might be, though.
Heath Ledger. People were so against Heath Ledger when it got out that he was going to play Joker in Batman. What was it, Dark Knight? The Dark Knight, and you know he turned out to be probably the best Joker.
Yeah, but I feel like that internet backlash is always overblown by media, because now we do live in an outrage. Well, I mean, I think the media just wants to whip up outrage because it just sells paper or whatever. Headlines, right. Clicks, really. Because it's like such a small majority of people, like when they were going to cast, there was a in Thor, you know, one of the gods was black. Or I don't know, Asian. Was he Asian? And obviously there was no Nordic. But it doesn't matter because they're fucking fake. Yeah. And then there's like people who are like, no. And it's like, was it like 10% of people on the internet? 10 like trolls? Like 10,000 people out of a million. I mean, even there's a bigger population of assholes in the US than that anyway. But it's just like such a small. And even like people were so upset about Ben Affleck. But I thought Ben Affleck made a great, jaded, old ass Batman. And he should stay as Batman. He should make another standalone. I would go see that.
I was upset about Ben Affleck. And I didn't like Ben Affleck as Batman. I'm sorry, you're looking at me like you're mad at me.
Yes.
Are you mad at me?
Yes. I'm reconsidering this whole thing. The podcast, not the
reality. I just think Ben Affleck is a boring individual.
Boring. Yes. One thing he is, he's not boring. Did you see those pictures where he looked all sad and his ex-wife had to take him back to rehab? That's not a boring man.
Did you see his back tattoo?
Well, that's just awful. But it's still not boring.
I don't know. I just don't find him appealing as an actor or.
No, I'd love to. He's one of those. Well, it's a presidential litmus test. But I don't give. I don't want to have a beer with any president. Well, I'd hang out with Obama. Well, not now because he's sold out. But. I would definitely have a beer with Ben Affleck. Like, he seems like he's fun to party with. Him and Matt. Well, Matt probably seems like he's a little more loner, and he would actually be like his Goodwill Hunting and like kind of try to correct you on some shit if you're trying to have like a conversation and be pedantic. But like Ben is just down for fun, maybe punching someone in the face. Good wingman if you need that.
Yeah, sure. If you want to have fun with somebody, Ben Affleck's probably your guy. But
then he can't be boring if you can have fun with him. Boom. No, it's okay. You don't like Ben Affleck. That's fine. Did you see Justice League though?
Yeah.
And you didn't like him as Batman? We didn't see Justice.
We didn't?
I don't know who you went with, but it wasn't me.
We saw one of them. Maybe we saw Batman versus Superman. Is that the one
we saw?
Oh,
we saw that one. Yeah. That was awful.
Yeah.
But that whole movie was awful.
Right.
But, I mean, Ben Affleck was still. But in Justice League, he was also good as, like, a jaded Batman. I guess I can just relate because I'm just in the point where I'm jaded. And I have a big, like, Ben Affleck head.
Your head, I don't think your head is as big as Ben Affleck's.
Oh, no. Well, the dude's like 6'4". Right. He's a giant man. Well, not a giant, but. Okay, so you don't like Ben Affleck. Fine. We got a little off track.
We did.
So okay. What's the rest about the Joker, though?
For me, like I said, I thought it was good. I didn't love it. I wasn't in love with the movie. I don't think I would watch it again.
Do you think Wycon... what's his name?
What are you talking about?
The guy who played the Joker. I lost
Joaquin.
Oh, Joaquin, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the rapper.
Oh, no. Do you think he'll get an Oscar nod for that?
Yeah, I think so. I predict that he will.
Well, he did. I mean, you can't knock his performance.
No.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, it was... people who are saying it's just trying to... you know, justify people who want to, you know, like school shooters who are just feeling alienated. Losers, mostly white losers from society, right? Like who can't get a date.
I believe the term is incel.
I don't know if that applies ever. That's like just a term, though. That's a blanket.
I think incels call themselves incels.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
No, that's gross. Then. Yeah. Well, I mean, just because you can't. Yeah, a lot of people didn't get laid in high school. And that helps you achieve because you're focused and you're not focused on girls. That's Bill Gates. Major incel in high school, I'm sure. He was focused on fucking computers, but look what he did.
Well, incel, it's like involuntary celibacy, so maybe it was certain individuals, you know, like Bill Gates.
Steve Jobs.
And, you know, voluntary celibacy is something different where I'm going to focus on something.
Yeah, but I think they tried to date, but they just realized it was a waste of time because no one was giving them attention the same way with these people.
But the culture of the incel culture is that women are whores. Women only want to date a Chad, which is, you know, a 6-foot, barrel chested, blonde, you know,
I don't know about blonde.
Version of a man instead of.
A lot of women do like tall guys, though.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that that's That's and
right. They have this whole statement. Yeah, I'm never going to. They're fucking losers. They are. I mean, if you make yourself a loser, like, you know, David Duchovny from X-Files, like his character, Agent Scully. Oh no, is he Mulder or Scully?
I didn't watch that show.
I'm really reconsidering this podcast with you. Well, he was a loser by choice, but either bottom because he just wanted to investigate aliens and not go get laid because he was still, you know, even though he's playing a character, he still looks like David Duchovny. Because in real life, David Duchovny, sex addict, which is fake, but he was just getting all kinds of fucking pussy because he's fucking David Duchovny. Anyway, my point is, yeah, but a loser is a loser. So it's like, yeah, you're just using, it's just an excuse to be a fucking asshole.
Well, sure, it's an excuse to be that, like a school shooter, but also, yeah. I feel, coming from my relationship advice background in podcasting, I really do feel like there's someone out there for everyone. So it's like, incels... they are their own worst enemy because, for sure. You know, that's how they see the world. Like, everybody's doing something to them, you know, and it's not their fault for everything that goes wrong in their life.
Well, yeah, it's a whole outlook. It's the way your brain is wired, and then, of course, it's going to feed the bitterness. And then if you do actually have legit mental issues, then that's only makes it worse, but that's a small percentage,
right.
You know, there's a whole issue of problems that I don't know the answers to, but yeah, you can't, obviously you need to work on yourself. Yeah, anyone can get, yeah, you can get a date no matter what, a big kind of fucking loser. I mean, I don't want to pin this, I think that's a someone's bit, but I mean, yeah, but people in jail, like women, and I'm like, men would probably do this too, but women wrote letters to people in prison. The Zodiac Killer, everybody, because they dug that or whatever. There's always a thing. Everyone has something they can develop into a talent. And just if your whole outlook is everyone's going to get you, but then it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what I mean? Like, you get in your car and you're going to be like, well, everyone's going to drive like an asshole today. You're going to see someone drive like an asshole.
Right.
You just have to stay. I mean, the key to being successful is you do have to be relentlessly positive, and it's actually hard fucking work. You know what I mean? Like, as a wannabe comic, you have to turn those, when you have really bad sets and everyone hates you for whatever reason, or, you know, think your jokes just aren't hitting, you don't go home and be like, well, it was the audience. I mean, prison is filled with fucking morons who are like, well, it's not my fault, it's society's fault. No one caused you to push that guy off the balcony.
Right.
You did that regardless if he deserved it or not.
Yeah, and so when it comes to the movie Joker, like you said, like, incels, they have this thing where, in addition to feeling that way, I spent a lot of time before they took it down, and I won't say a lot of time, but I browsed the incel subreddit for a little while. Ugh. Because that's what these guys would do. They would just get together and, you know, women are whores, they're this, they're that. And they would have fantasies about, they would write out their fantasies about, like, harming women. Like, that's how messed up, or harming Chads. But that's how messed up they are. And, you know, when it comes to the Joker, it was almost, it's, you know, he kind of followed that path of having a fantasy in his mind that wasn't really real, or it was mental illness or whatever. And then, in addition to that, there is some controversy on whether or not, you know, the last 20 minutes of the movie was actually, you know, canon, was actually real, or if it was just in the Joker's mind.
Right.
As he was, you know, wherever he was at that point. So.
Well, that was the best part of the, like, obviously it was a well-made film because it's from the perspective, kind of, sometimes from a mentally ill person, and obviously they're very not a good point of reference when you're mentally ill, so you're not sure. Well, obviously, there's definitely points in the way you realize it's not real and it was just in his head. But we all do have fantasies. The only fact is you do have to stay tethered to reality, and he was tethered to reality a little bit until he got that news about his mom. And then that's true mental illness, though, which is never, usually not too funny. I mean, you know, we all like to make jokes about suicide and stuff,
that's not funny.
But I mean,
at all.
But anybody, see, that's true mental illness. But the point is, it's not an excuse. Like, these people are saying, well, you shouldn't release the movie. But if someone wants to do, yeah, like these losers that want to go, whatever, shoot up a Chad clubhouse. I don't know where Chad's hang out.
The gym.
Yeah, the gym where, you know, people go to improve themselves. That's just, that's their excuse to be an asshole. Anybody uses it. Just like some people in, guess what, in ISIS, they don't fucking believe in, they probably eat pork on the side. Fuck them people. Some of them, not you know what I mean? They're just using their cause. They don't believe in whatever, I don't even know what ISIS, like downfall of America? I don't know. They're just using an excuse to fucking, I don't know, throw people off roofs and behead people. Anything they want to do, they'll just do as an excuse. Because they're just assholes. You know what I mean? Like, a religion's a good shield for that. Just like someone that's going to sit in the woods like a fucking pussy and shoot an abortion doctor because he's performing abortions. Yeah, okay. Sure. Is that why? Is that why? Because you're religion? No, because you're a fucking asshole.
There you go.
So, I mean, well, people that should not want to release the movie, is that's ridiculous. And the one scene, I think Mr. Phoenix should get... No, because he early on, he has a disability where he can't... I think it's a real... Well, there is a real disease. I know I saw Danny Glover did a thing for it, but he has a neurological thing where he's laughing, but you can't... It's not because he's... He just laughs at inappropriate times. Right. Like, he might be sad, he might be angry, but he kind of laughs. Hence, it was... I think it's also a Joker thing. You know, Joker's always laughing. But then, you know, and you're not sure. Sometimes he's... Because, like, a lady was yelling at him on the bus, right? And then he starts... like laughing, and she's like, are you, but he was like, I don't know, was he like maybe embarrassed, or I don't know, like,
well, yeah, so he was having interaction with her son, and she's like, leave my son alone, and then he starts laughing uncontrollably, and then she was like, what's your problem, and then he keeps laughing, and then he hands her this card that says, you know, he has a
right, I laugh. Laughing. So, I mean, he was embarrassed or whatever, but there's a point also where he, like, it's disclosed about his mother, not a huge spoiler, but, like, and he's laughing, but you know that he feels bad, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I just really, like, you feel that.
Yeah, probably any emotion.
But, I mean, you know
emotion.
How he felt. Like, he was sure. Laughing, but you still know how he felt. Like, it wasn't inappropriate. Well, the right. Laughter was inappropriate, but, I mean, you just... It's people, you know, you feel that, like, as an actor and whatever, he nailed it there. That was a scene. So, I mean, and yeah, it did, like, the first 15 minutes did actually annoy me of the movie, because it was pretty, I don't want to say stolen, homage to Martin Scorsese, you know, like 70 movies, all Martin Scorsese, Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, I don't know, if it, probably somewhat on purpose, but then it develops into its own movie with its own narrative, so it's okay. I think, isn't the thing, Martin Scorsese was signed on to do a little
cameo?
Like maybe helping out with the movie, not directing, but and then he signed off, and then I think that's when he started talking shit about Marvel movies. He's like, they're not art, and then everyone's like, well, fuck you, you're an old man, Martin. And I didn't see that's just too far. I mean, we don't have the, like, all Marvel movies aren't art, but we don't have to, you know, insult Martin Scorsese.
Sure.
I mean, he is old, and he's a little out of touch, and he's probably, I understand he's upset with Marvel movies, but...
Joker isn't Marvel, though.
Well, DC comic movie, yeah. Trying to say that they're not art, but... And he's probably upset, like, if you someone that doesn't know what they're watching, if you watch, because it has a very 70s feel, like, you don't know what era it is.
You really don't. I mean, there's certain clues that can kind of give you an idea, like, there's... at one point, Arthur uses a VCR to record... his favorite nighttime show, and
which is very Tonight Show-ish,
yeah.
Which is very 80s, I guess.
Yeah, and they have a answering machine in their house, he and his mom, so they don't really give an exact idea of the exact year, but I think it's probably has to be late 70s or early 80s. But it's just weird, though, because... you know, wealthier people were the only ones at that point that could really afford VCRs or answering machines in the late 70s or early 80s, and, like, they didn't come off to me like they were wealthy people, so that I did find a little confusing.
Well, I think that's the whole point of the movie, though.
Right.
But it's good. Like, it's still well, like, it's, the confusing is still well done. Oh, and that's another homage to Martin Scorsese. Robert De Niro is the Tonight Show, or the comedy, the late night show host that they idolize, and he was in another Martin Scorsese movie, King of Comedy, which is every comic nerd's fantasy, because he actually kidnapped the Tonight Show. Well, it was played by Jerry Lewis, but he kidnapped him because he was a hack comic who really wanted to be on that show. And for some reason, Arthur, we all know Arthur wants to be a comic because he's trying to laugh through your pain, which is what you do unless you're truly mentally ill and he just needed help.
Right. Well, there's a good moment in the movie where he was actually taking notes on the crowd, like what the, he was watching a comic and what the comic would say and then how the crowd reacted. Like he was trying to figure out how he could potentially have an audience kind of relate to him because clearly he didn't know how to really relate to people.
Right, which is a common problem. I mean, varying degrees. Obviously, we all have problems, but, you know. I bet if you look at any stand-up comics, especially an open micer, if you look at their notebook, you'd think that person's crazy because they're just random. I mean, I think they kind of showed glimpses of what he wrote, but some of it, then it really got disturbing as the movie went on.
Yeah, most of it seemed to be disturbing.
Well, like, or even just, I hope my death makes more sense than mine. That's just a statement. That's like someone that could, you know, put in your diary.
Yeah, that's something you
can it's not a joke.
Something you could get tattooed on your body if you were a big fan of the Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Don't give anybody any ideas.
I won't.
So, yeah, I think we've discussed enough. But, yeah, it's definitely a good movie. And from my perspective as a movie expert, I do believe the 20 minutes actually happened because, well, I mean, Arthur actually got the attention that he was looking for. So that, I mean, that's a kind of, I think that he's trying to make it think that maybe it did happen in his head because he got the adulation. But, spoiler alert if you're still listening, Batman's parents were murdered in the melee. So I feel like it had to happen because why would he just dream about that?
Right. That's true, too.
I mean, maybe it's still possible because he did have interactions with, in the movie, you know, with Thomas Wayne. Is it Thomas? But I feel like it did happen. So
yeah, I thought it. I mean, while we were watching it, I didn't
maybe
think
the
that it,
yeah, because there's I think there's some sort of Easter eggs like when he's sitting in the white room. But I feel like it happened. But it's definitely a well-made movie. Todd Phillips, who wrote and directed it, it knows how to make movies, and obviously Joaquin already won awards. I mean, we all know his acting. And fuck Jared Leto. That guy's so
crushed
on him.
Isn't he a rapist?
No, don't. Oh, wait, we're going to get sued. My God. No, not Jared Leto. He's
oh,
cool.
Wait, which one is...
Are you thinking of a Joker?
No, there was just an actor. I could have sworn it was Jared Leto that had all these women that were accusing
coming
him
to
of...
Coming
to
my... Oh,
yeah.
Like another... No. No, I know he's... I think there were some headlines that he was upset with the Joker's... you know, portrayal because he played the Joker in Death Suicide Squad, but it's like I know girls your age are really hung up on him from My So-Called Life because he was
no,
the,
I never had a thing for Jared Leto.
No, thank you. Well, that's
you're welcome. Yeah,
that
a
makes
reminder,
me think more highly of you.
A reminder that several women have accused Jared Leto of sexual assault.
Well, they've been keeping it low key then.
So don't worry, you're not going to get sued.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, fuck him anyway. I mean, he's got a problem with it. He can come to the Buffalo News. We can talk about it.
You didn't mention your other guest that's here.
Oh, you know, sorry, guys. I do have another guest. She's taking a nap on the floor right now because she's had a rough day. But it's renowned therapy dog around Buffalo. For my listeners in Belgium, this, you know, obviously I'm coming from Buffalo, New York. Look her up on Instagram. It's Martha Stewart Washington.
Well, her name is Martha Stewart Washington. Her handle on Instagram is Martha the Mastiff.
Oh, Martha the Mastiff.
And that's really the only thing I have to promote.
But she's really a cane corso.
She's a... Well, Mastiff is a cane corso.
It's confusing.
Italian Mastiff.
Uh-huh.
Also called cane corso.
But the Mastiff is a different... Also a breed of dog.
Mastiff is... There's different types of Mastiffs. So there's like a English Mastiff. There's a Bull Mastiff. There's, I think, maybe one or two other kinds.
She's a very sweet girl, though, and she's one of my favorite dogs.
I think she knows we're talking about her.
Probably. And she's a good hang, though, and she's fun to take photos with. Okay, well, let's talk about Zombieland. Zombieland 2? Double Tap?
I don't know if they're calling it Zombieland 2 Double Tap or just Zombieland
Double
Tap.
As in, like, because double can stand for two?
Or just Double Tap.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Yes, I'll start.
Okay.
Well, I gave you the start last time.
You did.
So, yeah, it was fine. It's one of these movies now that, thanks to Marvel movies, like you do, I think the only people just want to leave their house now to see $1 billion on the screen. You know, I want to see 50 superheroes fighting a 8-foot thing that doesn't fucking exist in real life. And I'll be upset if it's played by a black person. But no, this is a movie. It was kind of like, you know, sitcom-ish. I mean, there is some special effects. Like, seeing zombies get killed is cool. CGI. But it's kind of like a Netflix movie. It wasn't very, you know, there's funny things in there. But it's almost like it was a little sitcom-ish. You know, it's like a TV movie.
Yeah, I almost felt like there was probably an option for this in everybody's contract for them to do a sequel if the first one did really well. And so they all were, like, contractually obliged to to do the sequel. I mean, it was a fine... It was okay. It was
funny,
entertaining.
The last part with Bill Murray, almost worth it right there.
That's another spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, spoiler. Well, I didn't say what it was, right, but I'm just saying look forward to it, yes. Like, at the credits.
Yes.
Well, no, everyone did go on to big things, though. Even Woody Harrelson has been nominated, right? Like, Woody Harrelson, the first one happened 10 years ago, so then Woody Harrelson did, like, True Detective. He's done, like,
yeah.
And he just loves hemp so fucking goddamn much. But no, he did. Didn't he get nominated for something?
Oh, I don't know. I think he probably did.
Where's my R&D
look
person?
It up real quickly?
Martha, you want to do a little R&D? Okay, and then, obviously, Emma Stone.
Yep.
She's nominated. She won in that controversial win when she for that Oscars for La La Land, one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Okay, so Woody Harrelson did get a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Okay, so he's
for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri,
oh,
which was
right.
A really good movie. Did you see that movie?
Yes. Yeah, that was a good movie. So all three out of four, Emma, and no offense to Emma Breslin, but she was only 10, so now she's only 18.
Right.
So she's got her whole career ahead of her, I guess. So nominated, Woody Harrelson nominated. Emma Stone won, and Jesse Eisenberg won for something.
Did he?
Yeah, or nominated, maybe yeah. Not won. For when he played the douchebag who started Facebook.
Was that before or after?
That has to be after, though, I think. I think it was right after.
Oh, okay.
Because that was 10 years ago, too.
Right.
What was a social
like social
game?
Network.
Yeah. What was he, nominated? He didn't win, though, did he? No, because that would probably be Best Actor. I don't think he could have won.
I don't see that. He was accolades. Okay.
You're on his Wikipedia page. You're slowing down my show.
He is best known. He received a BAFTA award.
Ooh,
nomination.
That's prestigious.
Golden Globe and Academy Award nomination. So you were right.
Nominated.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's three Academy nominations.
Zero wins.
Okay, zero. But I mean, that's still pretty good for those three people. Like, and then they have to come back to this, which
sure.
Is like. I mean, they did seem like they were having fun. It's kind of like when Lethal Weapon 4 got together. Like, Mel Gibson, I think, and Danny Glover wrote most of it. And you could see, like... But that's what screenwriting's kind of deteriorated into. And you give them a nod for having fun. But,
yeah,
know.
I would have liked to have seen more zombies. Like, I didn't think there was enough zombies in this movie.
Well, and the story, basically, they just want to... Oh, you know, as a basic 18-year-old... There's no real danger or threat. Yeah, she wants to hang out with other 18-year-olds,
yeah.
But they're in a zombie land. So it's almost like a B-plot, and then she leaves. I guess the best part that I've read from movie critics is they meet a couple new survivors, and one of them is Leah Thompson's daughter, Zoe Dash. No, not Dash. No, it's with a D, though. And she kind of plays off a stereotype of Valley Girl, but I feel like they exist. Other people disagree. Maybe not to that degree. It is it's a movie.
Right.
But a vapid person who has survived in a cooler. So, I mean, it's just a new... But yeah, there's no real drama. There's a few good jokes. It's funny, they're hanging out in the White House for the last, I guess, 10 years since the movie ended. It kind of just catches up. And there's funny things with, you know, there is a lot of area of... Because one of the Deadpool writers wrote this one, so there's good jokes about, you know, like Lincoln and paintings and Taft and other memorabilia that you'd find
right.
At the White
then
House.
Then they were giving each other gifts that were like artifacts.
Yeah, it's fun.
American history artifacts.
Again, they could have done that on net. Like,
yeah.
Do you have to pay $10 to see? I don't have to pay $10 to see that. I feel like I pay $12 a month to see other stuff.
Right.
But it's fun, sure. And Woody Harrelson is all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel he's game.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone, maybe, like, she's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I think she had fun. I mean, she probably was, like, cool to hang out with everyone, but
sure.
She's just like, I'm going to...
Yeah, she's, I think, a little past that.
I did want to... Well, yeah, it's just you've outgrown the role. Like, I don't... They probably just... Whoever decided to come up with it, they gave them a lot of... I don't know what the budget was. Maybe a lot of money to whoever decided to do it. And I'm glad it's not all, it's not a comic book movie. There's some Walking Dead references. That was funny. Or one, yeah. Or zombie movies. And there's like the zombie kill, like their little things is funny.
Yeah.
I like to see Rosario Dawson, even though she's dating Fuckface Mickey. Cory Booker, he's running for president.
Oh, I didn't know that she's dating him.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame. Not that there's anything wrong with him, except for he's a fuckface. No, he's an okay candidate, I guess. I don't know. He's a politician, so I feel like he's dirty. She can do better.
I think people should probably wait to see this movie and not go see it in theaters and just watch it at home when it comes out.
Yeah, that's probably...
For streaming.
A good way to put it.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with it. Let's put it that way. Like, it's not... You won't leave the theater, I guess, angry. I wasn't angry that I spent $10 to buy it, to see that. It's just... You know. I mean, poor Emma Breslin didn't even have that much to do because it was just such a, like, a B-plot. Like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And then the old Woody, like... And then Woody wants to leave again. I mean, there was funny jokes in there. Like, he hates to drive a minivan, which I could see.
The whole minivan thing.
Did you not like that?
It was just weird. Like,
he doesn't like minivans.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a joke that they kept coming back to that, for me, it just didn't even make much sense.
And I was a little... They did a sitcom-y thing, too. I don't want to say it's self-referential, but where they meet people that are just like Woody and Jesse. I don't know. What's his name? Columbus and Tallahassee, right?
Yeah.
Because they go by state. It's like your hometown is your nickname in Zombieland, kind of like in Vegas, where you just have your hometown on your name tag. And then they meet basically... Who's it? It's Luke Wilson, right? Luke Wilson and Thomas Middleditch, very funny comedian, they're very similar. Like he because Jesse always has rules. Number one, cardio, which is a good rule, like put to outrun zombies. And then, but his, you know, and his
counterpart,
doppelganger counterpart, has like commandments. And then I was like, oh, is this gonna go on forever? But then it ended quickly and kind of funny, so that was fine. But it's kind of like, you know, like when you see characters like yourself, it's like that happens all the time.
Well, that. The movie Shaun of the Dead, which is another zombie movie, they kind of stole that. I don't want to say stole it, but there was a similar movie. You saw Shaun of the Dead, right?
Probably the best comedy on zombies.
Yeah, and there's a moment in Shaun of the Dead where the main group of characters that are trying to survive from this zombie apocalypse run into a similar group of characters where they each have their own doppelganger.
Right.
And so, it was kind of similar. Obviously, the direction that went in was different, but...
Well, it's kind of a time-tested gag, but it's good. I mean, it was fine. I do like Luke Wilson. So it was... But it's just not original, let's put it that way, but it was okay. So, and you like Elvis. There's some Elvis...
Yeah.
Well, Tallahassee's a big Elvis fan, so... Yeah, I mean, but if you're going to go to the movie theater, I would just watch the original. Or, wait. It'll be streaming soon, I feel
like. It might be streaming before Halloween.
Maybe. I don't know how it's performing at the box office. I don't even know what's... Joker's probably still dominating. You guys can look that up. I don't have to dole out information. This is not an informational podcast. This is a infotainment podcast.
Infotainment. It's
entertainment wrapped in info in very small doses of information, the way Americans like it these days. Not a lot of stats and charts. And you know what? Before I haven't, since it's the best podcast, we also, let's briefly, Hustlers.
Yeah, we saw that
one
too.
Damn, we go to the movies a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
J-Lo's performance, good.
Yeah, I honestly, out of all those three movies, so Joker, Double Tap, and Hustlers, I think Hustlers is probably still my favorite out of those three.
Is also stolen Martin Scorsese. I feel like that's like a theme, like a Goodfellas for girls. Goodfellas and G-strings, which is much better. Well, it's the classic, they're ripping, it's based on a true story, so it actually happened. But they're ripping off Wall Street douchebags. And that's the best. No one cares, right? We're all like, fuck them guys. Well, it's true, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but see, here's the problem. I mean, obviously not all the guys they ripped off deserved it, though. Because I think not all of them were Wall Street.
Well, some of them, yeah. Some of those guys were just lonely. And Just needed some, you know, female companionship, and then those ladies took advantage of them. But Jennifer Lopez, though, she was great. Like, I never knew that she was, like, I always liked her, but I never knew, like, she was really an actress in the movie. Like, she was really good.
She did do some real acting.
Yeah.
And she also did some pole work, so it's not bad.
Then the rest of the cast was good, too. And then your favorite, Lizzo, showed up.
Yes, Lizzo was in the strip club. She was all, and Cardi B. I don't care for Cardi B, though.
But, yeah.
They're all did, you know, because they're probably friends with J-Lo. And the best montage, I do like a good fucking musical montage. You know, one of the best was in Bad Moms when they're just going through the supermarket, mm-hmm. like a good montage set to music. Or in The Other Guys when they're drinking beer. I don't know if you remember that. Well, that's a good one. But this one, Usher, it's not really, Usher, the real Usher, the singer, walks into the club and everyone gets really excited because he's a singer and he's rich. And, spoiler alert, does make it rain. I guess it's musical. It is music because everyone gets on stage and it's fun. No, it's comedy. It's like, one of those comedy, like there's not too much
it's
on the drama.
It's a dramedy.
Well, of course, the only difference, what sets it apart when you have women in a gang and men in a gang, it doesn't really, usually doesn't, it didn't end in too much violence, just crying and companionship and sisterhood. Which is much better than fucking chopping someone's head off, so I'll take it.
That's true, yeah.
I am a little sick of the violence, I guess. Although the violence didn't bother me in Joker. I was like, this is fine.
Well, the stripping didn't bother me in Hustlers. Okay. So
it's good to know. Well, there you have it. Go see Hustlers. That shit's probably still up. And go see Joker. And go... I don't even know what the big release is this week. I just want to see Gemini Man to see how bad it is. I should mention that this podcast is being recorded at a higher rate of megahertz, just like Gemini Man. You probably won't even... like, they can't even play this podcast the way it should be listened to in America.
Do you think a younger version of you is listening to this podcast right now?
I do believe in alternate realities. But, yeah. I mean, they're not younger than. I guess they'd be the same age. But just people who'd have made different choices. So there's Jason's out there with, like, I don't know, more hair, less hair. Fatter, more successful, less successful.
Maleficent is also out.
I heard it's a disappointment.
I didn't hear anything about it. Do you want me to look up what's coming soon?
What's the big release next week that I might see? I'll see what I'll tell people.
I don't know about
what
next week, but the Terminator.
Oh,
new Terminator
yes.
movie's coming out, and I'm really excited to see that.
Are you?
I love Terminator movies. I don't care how
because
bad they
love,
are.
You love Arnold?
No. Arnold's fine, but that's not, I don't know. I just.
James Cameron, that should be noted, they fucked that shit up real bad last time with whatever they did to the movie. And now James Cameron was back as a coordinator or whatever. I don't know. Consultant, let's put it that way. But yeah, it looks a little better. And having the original Sarah Connors back. Everyone doesn't have to be young and super fucking hot in the movies, do they?
Well, I think Jamie Lee Curtis kind of set a trend for bringing back, like, maybe it wasn't her, but...
Well, also in The
Last
Crusade.
I think she probably inspired that decision.
This is a nod to you ladies. And you're all about smashing the patriarchy. You're doing it brick by brick. You're doing your share sometimes when you're not busy with me seeing movies. No, you do. Well, no, because obviously women are, you know, in Hollywood, once you guys turn past like 30, then you play someone's mom.
Right.
It's like
that
you're
is true.
You're not good anymore. And then it's like that's why Sarah Connor, they went back to a different, you know, like a different time. So Sarah Connor, instead of just being Lena, which I'm sure she was available, they went with some, she was a fine actress.
Daenerys,
I don't know her name. But she's, yeah, like a pretty young actress.
From Game of Thrones.
Just to be, they went younger with the Bean character. Everyone was young and hot. But that's not necessary. I think it started actually with The Last Crusade, which was a horrible movie in Indiana Jones, but they brought back, what's her name? Karen, his love interest from like Temple of Doom, or not Temple of Doom, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I don't remember the actress's name.
I don't recall
name,
either.
But, you know, they actually had a relationship and that was nice. And now it's, the Me Too movement, where actually like women are not obsolete. We don't have to put them out to pasture until they're after past 50, not past 30, guys. Let's get it. That's when you guys really start to fall apart. No offense.
Nice.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else coming out. There's nothing big coming out next
Well, I should say next week, tune in, though. I will be talking to, speaking of crushing the patriarchy, the Buffalo Spree editor, Elizabeth Licata, and we're also to be talking about her book, 101 Things to Do in Buffalo, and we're going to see how many things I've done. 100 Things to Do Before You Die in Buffalo, so we'll see how that goes. And we'll talk about that. So thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for coming out.
Good
work. Thanks for stopping by, though.
It was my pleasure.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
All right. Bye. Oh, we're still on. Don't say anything crazy.